For 3 years, police in Newcastle County, Delaware, have been working to crack cold cases using new scientific methods, even social media. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more on the cold case squad.
In 1985, 54-year-old Wilmington piano teacher Joseph Braun was severely beaten to death inside his home. His car was later found in Philadelphia, and while Newcastle County police had a suspect in mind, no one was charged. A tip police received in 2001 led detectives to search for a woman named Sandra Hartzag, but detectives were unable to find her. That is, until 2015. The newly formed Cold Case Squad found her thanks to Facebook. Hartzag checked in on the social media site in Dalton, Georgia, where she had been living. 30 years after Braun was killed, Hartzag was charged with his death in the first case solved by the squad, now made up of the team of Glenn Davis and Detective Brian Shahan.
When we take over a case, it takes 3 to 4 weeks at least just to dive in.
Detective Shahan is a 20-year veteran of the Newcastle County Police.
We're looking at finding the evidence, looking at all the reports and digging into it and just going back. Instead of trying to pick up where everything left off, you go back and you do the initial crime report.
Glenn Davis retired from the department in 1995 and now works on the cold case squad as a civilian. The science of detective work has seen big advances since his early days when he relied on fingerprints and other basic evidence collected on scene.
It's a whole new era of criminal investigation. And also, the DNA technology, when I retired, it was very much in its infancy stage. Today, it is probably one of the most investigative tools that come across the criminal investigator's mind when they're doing a criminal investigation, and is very successful. And that technology continues to grow. That was my biggest curve when I returned.
But Shahan has helped his partner get up to speed. Since its inception in 2014, the cold case unit has made several arrests, some cases dated back to the 1980s, like the one of the murdered piano teacher. Shahan credits old school patience, new technology, and critical thinking.
We slow down and we dig into, from the bottom all the way to the top. And it does make a difference because we have time to look into it. And then we also have time to approach it in different angles and different ways.
Davis says it also helps that he and Shahan can depend on each other.
My partner is, he has his 20 years in, and him and I have developed quite a friendship and a working relationship, and we trust each other.
Shahan also credits their ability not to take themselves too seriously, something that started with their first meeting.
At the time, I think I was 42, and so he said, partner, I'm 60-some years old, I work out 6 days a week, and I eat healthy. And I said, all right, well, I'm 42 years old. I stopped working out, and I eat like crap. Excuse my language. So right then and there, we just kind of chuckled it, and we just started, feeding off each other.
In addition to searching for suspects who check in to social media, the unit is also using social media to develop leads and get tips from the public. They say some people are more willing to provide information online rather than dealing directly with investigators. So far, the unit has solved 3 cases. Sandra Hartzag pleaded guilty earlier this year for her role in the death of Joseph Braun. Shahan and Davis say they expect there's more to come. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.